Un tagad mūsu mikrofons ir ieslēgts uz stacijas perona. Šeit, pie Maskavas vilciena, stāv karavīru kodieri.
It's the summer of 1940 and a radio reporter describes an historic event taking place at the central train station in Riga. It's about a month after the Soviet Union's occupation of Latvia. Ministers from the Kremlin's puppet government are heading to Moscow. They will hand in a request to officially include Latvia into the Soviet Union. Latvians first learned about the Soviet secret police just days after the country's occupation, and the KGB was to arrest, torture, execute and deport tens of thousands of them. One of the main aims of the KGB was to make sure that there were no anti-Soviet sentiments among the locals, and Latvians lived under the watchful eyes of KGB agents for the next 50 years. Dailis Rīnīgs is an 80-year-old pensioner.
I began thinking about what it would be like if Latvia and all the Baltic states left the Soviet Union. Would we then be able to improve our economies?
Rīnīgs was in his late 20s when he discovered that according to the Soviet constitution, republics like Latvia were theoretically allowed to leave the USSR. He discussed the idea with his friends but was caught in the act by KGB agents and arrested in 1962. In reality, abandoning the Iron Curtain was not an option. Rīnīgs spent months imprisoned at KGB headquarters in Riga, but escaped the death penalty. The judge was merciful and sent him instead to hard labor camps in Russia.
There were a number of forced labor camps in Moldavia, and I was locked up in three camps during a 10-year-long imprisonment. Along with other inmates, I was sent from one camp to another.
Rīnīgs believes that it was his friends who betrayed him to the secret police at the time, but he's not sure. However, he says that publication of the KGB files would confirm or dispel his doubts about what really happened, even though he's not motivated by revenge.
I spent more than 20 years working with the KGB. In the beginning, I was the head of a department, but gradually I became head of the KGB.
That's 77-year-old Edmunds Johansons. He's one of the few here who's known to have worked for the KGB. Johansons was invited to join the secret police during the 1970s and was the last head of the KGB in Latvia. After the country regained its independence, he worked primarily in the banking sector.
Basically, I was not allowed to go into politics. That was the only thing, and there weren't any other restrictions. According to the law, employees of the KGB couldn't be elected to the Supreme Council of Latvia, which is now the parliament.
Johansons didn't mention that the former KGB agents have also been banned from running in municipal elections and working in a number of public institutions. But these restrictions will expire in June. That's why Latvian parliamentarians will soon vote on a new law to extend the limitations for another 30 years. They also want to launch a committee and to study the KGB files by 2018. Then the government will decide which documents to publish. Ritvars Jansons is an historian at the Museum of Occupation of Latvia.
We have absolutely no responsibility in Latvia to keep the secrets of another occupying country. We shouldn't disclose pieces of information or details about just a few informants. We have to reveal all the entire KGB system from top to bottom.
Jansson says there are more than 4,000 agents in the KGB files. He adds that thousands of these agents' reports were stored on magnetic tapes and they have to be scientifically analyzed and published. But not everyone agrees. Valdis Zatlers is head of the National Security Commission at the Parliament.
I think that there's a certain unwritten rule between those people in the KGB files and the Latvian government. The former KGB agents keep away from the state power because of the restrictions on working in public institutions. They have understood what they have done to the Latvian people. The ban on working in the government is both their punishment and their atonement.
According to Zatlers, many dossiers were taken to Moscow in order to conceal them after the collapse of the Soviet Union. And he says many documents reveal simply the nickname of an agent, and so publishing the files will not reveal much. But Jansons argues that only a full expose and analysis of the KGB files will reveal how the Soviet totalitarian regime really worked. If parliamentarians back the new law, he says, it will be a small step in the right direction for the country to begin settling accounts with its past. Ģērģēvs, DW, Riga.
Saimes delegācijas locekļi. Un šeit, pie Maskavas vilciena, es redzu arī sūtniģi Ravjanski. Šeit ir sarkanarmijas pārstāvji. Vēl sirsnīgi rokas spiedieni. Labā ciļa vienība. Un pēc dažām minūtēm kārtējais satieksmes vilciens Latvijas Socialistiskās Padomju Republikas Saeimas delegāciju aizvedīs uz Maskavu.